Now look at Ephesians 6 again. And I'll show you how we're going to refute him. He's going to come with sickness and disease. He's going to come with temptation. He's going to come with anger and bitterness. He's going to trick you and deceive you, hope you'll catch on. But see, we're not in the dark. We're not in the dark. Now see, if you're in the dark, you don't see anything. In the dark, you don't. You know, our house is not too dark because we have neighbors who have spirits of fear and have these huge lights. And the office has all this equipment with little lights on it. And we have a thermometer in one room that casts a blue light that lights up the whole end of the house. So we're not always in the dark. But if you're in the pitch black or in the semi-darkness and you're walking from one end of your house to the other, you just like a little bit of light somewhere. Because you don't want to trip, you don't want to fall. And Satan, he's going to tempt you. He's going to try to trip you, try to make you fall. But see, you have the light of the Word. You have the light of life. You have the light of God. You're a meditator. You're a student. And you're going to internalize the Word and listen to the Word. We used to tiptoe because my daddy lived with us for a while, and he was a very light sleeper, and you do not want him up in the middle of the night. I'd go in the pitch black as it was, to the office, because you could sit in the office, and he can't see you in the office, and you can see, you know, your hands. You can't read, but you can see your hands in front of your face, so I could meditate and catch up with God. Taking care of a senior citizen is a lot of work. If you've never done that, don't volunteer. Now look, verse 16, take the shield of faith. Well, where does faith come from? Hearing? The shield of faith, whereby you can quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. It's not that he's not going to throw darts at you. See, he throws darts of confusion. He would like you to believe that Paul had a thorn in the flesh that was a disease that God wasn't going to heal, but that's not true. If he can catch us, we covered ignorance last week, if he can catch us in ignorance and catch us confused, he's going to trip us up because we're not in the full light of revelation of the Word that's available to us. Job just trips people up, and it's beyond me. Sometimes I think, now, what is it wrong with Job they don't like? Because I've studied it and taught it, read the whole book of Job more than once, several times. So I kind of have a basic understanding of Job. But see, if you misunderstand the Scripture, or if you think disease comes from God or God chastens you with disease, that's another point of ignorance, that God is going to chasten you with disease. I noticed everybody he's chasing with disease dies. I figured they didn't repent or something. Seems like I was chasing you with disease and you caught on, you'd get well. Don't you think? You see, there's some confusion here, and ignorance puts us in the dark. Well, we don't want to be in the dark of ignorance, and we don't want to be in the dark of disobedience. We want to walk in the light. We want to walk in the Word. We want to have the Word ready to put up in front of our shield. See, that shield of faith faces the Word. And then it goes on to say, verse 17, take the helmet of salvation, the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. The sword is an aggressive weapon. The shield protects you, but the sword routs the enemy and causes him to flee. You have protection, divine protection, and you also have the sword to move him on his way, you see. And you're not in the dark. You know these things. Now, the problem with resistance is we don't do too much of it. We're just learning. I've been teaching 40 years on healing, most of those 40 years, and I was startled recently to realize that we just really hadn't captured resistance. They say, how are you? I just don't feel very well, thanks. I sure hope I'm not catching a cold. You know, my arthritis. And instead of resisting, the Message Bible ably says, yell a loud no to the devil, and he'll scamper. Yell a loud no to the devil. Well, that's resistance. That's withstanding. That's refusing to give him place. That's to see he's encroaching on your territory. One gentleman who was a minister and was out of town all the time, had 5 children. And he said he got where he didn't ever call home and say, how's everybody, how's children? Because if he left town, they were all sick. He said, you just know they're all sick. He said, I didn't even call her anymore. I don't want to know. I know the report. They're sick. He said, I got just really tired of that. So he said, I lined the children up and my wife, and we walked at the corner of our property. It wasn't necessary, but he did it as a show of faith, especially for his children's sake. And they walked that property and said, in the name, in the name, in the name, in the name. They were resisting. They were resisting. He said, that never happened much again. Because they put up resistance. They realized who they were. They realized their rights and privileges in God. They put their shield out there. And that's what it takes. Now, I'd like to resist about an hour and think, well, that's over. Isn't that amazing? That's wonderful. doesn't usually work that way. You usually have to resist and continue to resist. Now look at 1 Thessalonians 5. Here's the key. It's not only knowing the word and having the word in you, but it's knowing you're right in God, knowing that he bought and purchased you, and you're not of the darkness. And the darkness cannot come into your life successfully. Verse 5, chapter 5. You are all the children of light and the children of the day. We are not of the night nor of the darkness. We are not of the darkness. So we don't receive darkness. We're children of light. We're in the kingdom of God's dear Son, the kingdom of light, the kingdom where God is light and in him is no darkness.